AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden signed a bill that includes $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
As U.S. funds dwindled, Russian President Vladimir Putin has been on the offensive in Ukraine.
Well, he's failed again. America stands with our friends. We stand up against dictators. We bow to no one, certainly not Vladimir Putin.
Russia now appears focused on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. China blasted the package of U.S. military assistance to Taiwan, saying it was pushing the self-governing island republic into a dangerous situation and seriously violates U.S. commitments to China. In the Supreme Court, justices are hearing for the first time arguments over a state ban on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade. The question is out of Idaho and when states can ban abortion, even during some medical emergencies. This is Justice Elena Kagan.
That a state tomorrow could say, even if death is around the corner, a state tomorrow could say, even if there's an ectopic pregnancy, that still that's a choice of the state.
Justices are asking whether that conflicts with federal health care law. Doctors have transplanted a pig kidney into a woman from New Jersey, Lisa Pisano, who was near death, part of a dramatic pair of surgeries that also stabilized her failing heart. Oil sprayed from an All Nippon Airways plane as it landed at an airport in northern Japan. None of the 213 people on board was injured. Reggie Bush has been reinstated as the 2005 Heisman Trophy winner, more than a decade after the University of Southern California returned the award following an NCAA investigation that found Bush received what were impermissible benefits during his time with the Trojans. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. This is AP News. The news isn't getting any better at Boeing.
Boeing is reporting a $355 million loss for the first quarter, but the CEO says that's not the most important thing right now. It's fixing the company's manufacturing issues, which have been in the spotlight since that door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines Boeing jetliner in January, leaving a gaping hole in the plane. Among Boeing's other challenges right now, whistleblowers alleging shoddy work at the company, airlines not happy about not getting all the new planes they ordered, and the FAA giving Boeing until late May to come up with a plan to fix problems manufacturing 737 MAX jets. CEO David Calhoun says, yes, this is a tough moment for Boeing, but he says safety and quality must and will come above all else. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.